You read the other cantos also?
Read all the way up to the fifth canto.
And I read so much that people probably would have no idea it's my birthday, but it gets done. And it's like I'm in another world. It's really great. I had a dream about this stuff, but I think this is a dream that's coming true. But you didn't acknowledge me because I used to be Krishna. And then when I heard in New York, and you asked me what I knew about Krishna, and I didn't answer you because I didn't want to explain my ignorance.
Very good. Chant Hare Krishna and be one of our members. The sun is also very good. Mala is good, sun good. According to our Indian estimates, sun acquires the quality of mother. And the daughter acquires the quality of the father.
The son acquires the quality of the mother, and the daughter acquires the quality of the father.
And when Craig was living in the temple, I didn't tell him this. So he looked 10 years younger than he does right now, so...
When he was living in the temple, he looked 10 years younger. I was thinking he should live at the temple again.
Yes, that's a fact. One clergyman, he asked me, Swamiji, why your disciples look so bright? And that's a fact. Because they are spiritually enlightened. There is the power of brightness. Materially involved morphines. Because it is ignorance. Material life means life of ignorance. And spiritual life means life of enlightenment. That is the difference. Material life is called Tama. Tama means darkness. Tamasi Maham Jyoti Tama. This is the basic mantra. Don't remain in darkness. The people cannot understand that I am living in the light. Why I am darkness? The darkness means without any spiritual light. That is darkness. So the basic intention is don't remain in darkness. Come to the light. The light is my spiritual life. The material life means darkness. Because it does not know what is going to happen next. You are under the laws of material nature. The material life, according to the association is back. Exactly. You do not know that you are infecting some contagious disease. You may not know it, but it will last. In due course of time, you develop that disease and suffer. Similarly, without knowledge, in ignorance, imperceptibly, we are associating with a certain law of nature. I don't say we victimize. We may not know it, but we shall be victimized. That is the life of ignorance. A child does not know that if it touches the fire, it will burn. And if it falls from disease, some sore, he does not know. But he somehow or other, if he touches fire, these things will come. This is the life of ignorance. You do something, you do not know what is the effect. But the effect will come and will absorb. You know or not know, it doesn't matter. That is ignorance. Life of darkness. The Christian theologians, they say that why shall I suffer for my... They do not believe in the karma, creative activity. But that means ignorance. There is no sufficient knowledge. Karma is there and effect is there, but they do not know it. Poor fund of knowledge. Therefore he is telling, they have failed, the Christian priest, to explain everything philosophically. So advanced Westerners, they are now educated in science, philosophy. They are not attracted to that dogmatic views. So to remain in ignorance is animal life. To be enlightened is human life. And the topmost enlightenment is to understand God and to love Him. That is topmost enlightenment. Unfortunately, there is no education to know what is God and what is Sita, love. This is modern civilization. Ignorance. The civilization of ignorance. We do not know what is God. Simply speculating, wasting time, talking all nonsense. This is going on in the name of education, but actually they do not know what is it. They are reading so many philosophical speculations. How do you come to so-called philosophy of our time? Simply, I believe in this belief, that belief. You believe, may believe something, that is your upfront. But your belief is not final. That is creating chaotic condition. You believe somewhere, I believe somewhere, he believes something. What is the profit? The chaos. All these philosophers, scientists, they believe, I believe. That is, he believes, will be a doctor. One believes like that. People are that selfless. Nobody questions that a person says, I believe. That means he is not in perfect knowledge. But in Vedic, Dasta, there is no question of belief. This is the fact. Jagadana Ola Khan. It never says that I believe there are so many aquatics. No. Clear declaration. Jagadana Ola Khan. There are 900,000 different forms of life in the world. But this is very nice. It never says I believe. What is the meaning of belief? You must know definitely. And declare. That is beginning. Speculation is not allowed. Truth must be declared as it is. that Bengali women want to be singing. This is Dasgupta.
I think so much fun.
So here is definitely knowledge. There are Krishna consciousness. There's no question I believe. You believe wrong. What you are, your belief. You can believe wrongly. You are not perfect. They do not accept that every one of the conditioned soul is imperfect. Four defects. Illusion, committing mistake, cheating, and imperfectness of strength. We say it is not. It is. If you have got imperfect senses, then what is the use of your belief? If the child says, oh, there is no father, I have never seen my father. Does it mean there is no father? Because you are child, because you have got mother, there must be father. You believe or not believe. So these rascals say, I don't believe in God. What? As it is inevitable, the mother is there, the child is there, there must be father. He may not know it. But you can know him through your mother. But must be father. There is no question of, I don't believe there is father. No, there cannot be. It is like everything. Fact. No question of belief. You believe or not believe, there is father. So that is that just nowadays they say, we don't believe in God. So you believe or not believe, God is there. Who cares for your belief or not? Same way. The mother is there, the child is there, there must be father. There is no argument. Is it not? Can anyone say, yes, my mother is there, I am there. I don't believe there is father. Is it feasible? No. Someone says, now, these rascals who do not believe in God, they're simply rascals. Mura, Naradhama, that is his past. Anyone who has no understanding of God, he is lowest of the mankind. And rascal number one. What do you think?
Sometimes there's a question that I'm asked that we say we are imperfect, so we have to receive perfect knowledge. But they say, if you are always imperfect, then how can you know that it's perfect what you're hearing?
Yes, we are receiving knowledge from the perfect. Just like a child does not believe, I am born. He has not seen his father. He does not believe that there is father. But if the mother says, yes, my dear child, there is father, so then his knowledge is perfect. With his imperfect knowledge, he was disbelieving that there is father. But when the mother says, he has to accept it, then his knowledge is perfect. He has not seen who is father. That's a fact, maybe. But the mother is authority. She says, here my dear child, there is father. And we know this for them. So we may be imperfect. The child is imperfect. But when he gets the knowledge of the perfect source, mother, then he is perfect. Similarly, we would never say that we are perfect. If we are perfect, then why are we learning? We are trying to become perfect. So our process is that we are receiving knowledge from the perfect. Therefore, whatever we say, it is perfect. A child does not know what is the father. The father says, my child is his father, my profound. So after that, if he takes it and declares, Senor, this is my profound. That is perfect. Although he is a child. Because he's learned it from the perfect father. This is our process. We don't speculate. We don't speculate whether there is father or not. That is not our process. We ask from the mother, Mother, they say, as a father, I've never seen the mother's again, and it's a real father. That finished. Knowledge is perfect. And the child cannot challenge, I've never seen my father, how can I believe you? This is nonsense. Your mother says, very fast. That's all. Finished. You cannot challenge mother. Mother, I have never seen my father. How can I be? That is nonsense. This is going. I have never seen God. Can you show me God? These are still amazing. But somebody must know you are upset. How can you see God? It's clear from the authority to know God. That is in Jankar. So one has to approach to such a person who actually knows God, seen God, and approaching Kanipate, not like that, childish challenge. By surrender. Kanipate. Then question. But some surrender. Kanipate na Kanipate. Not by challenge. Sadhijnanasosa Guru Meva Abhigachet. That one has to go to Guru. Well, there is no challenge. There is no question of challenge. You can make question. That is another thing, but not challenge. Then you will be deceived. Therefore, past condition is Pranipate. Without Panipat, you cannot make it. So, this philosophy, our philosophy, our anyone's philosophy. Philosophy is not for our or you. Philosophy is philosophy. That is the science. Philosophy is the science of science. That is the description of philosophy. College days, we have a philosophy student, our professor, Dr. W.S. Hartwell. He defined philosophy is the science of science. There are different departments of scientific knowledge. When they are taken together, the original science is philosophy is the science. Tattva jnana tadasam, etat jnanam. So that jnanam does anyatha. It is not written in the Bhagavad Gita. Tattva jnana tadasam. To know the absolute truth, that is philosophy. So the simple philosophy is there in the Bhagavad Gita. That Sarkujonishu kaunteya sambhavanti mutaya sāsāng mahajjani brahma ahanga bhīrāpura-sutā. To understand God, a simple method to the fact the art is there. Everybody knows. And from the art, different varieties of living entities are coming. The grass is coming, the plant is coming, then insects are coming, flies are coming, then painting the grass or flies, and the bigger animals are coming, or they are existing, take up four-legged animals, they are eating the grass, the plants, so they are living, that generation is going on. Then the human being is coming by evolution. So anyway, ultimately they are coming from the earth. Is it not? Is there any difficulty? So we are coming from the earth, or water, or air, fire, the five elements. Therefore, on the total material elements is our mother. Because mana means where from one comes. He is a child because his body has come from your body. Everyone knows it. So, every living being is coming out of this earth in different forms. Now, he will establish the mana is the earth. And everything that is coming out of mother, their children, then where is father? Is it not the next inquiry?
Is that not the next inquiry?
The mother is there, the children are there. The next inquiry is, suppose unknown man comes, where is your father? So he is the father. And father says, I am a big of the pizza, I am father. Finish. Father is God. God has created this earth. You see, he has impregnated the earth with the living entities and they are coming up. Where is the division? But because they are living now in Sanskrit, it takes long, long time to understand this input. So does heaven. The children are there, mother is there. And why father should be no father? What is the answer?
That the mother is just some symbolic idea.
No, whatever it may be, mother is. Mother means who begets. To give birth, to practically see grass to the highest form of life, they are coming from birth, meaning at the cost of the earth is supplying food, food grains, vegetables. The mother has, the child is growing by sucking the mother's breast. So we are living at the cost of mother. She is giving us milk, she is giving us everything. As mother and shastra, the earth is considered mother, other mother, guru, patni, brahma, but they have no knowledge. Mother means who creates my body, who gives me feeding in the beginning, gives me strength. That is mother. How you can understand mother otherwise? So mother is there, earth. Venu Dhatri, Dhatri is Apapitri, Prithri is mother. And that's where we see. She is giving, mother earth is giving birth to so many varieties of children, 8,400,000. Then the inquiry, next inquiry should be, the mother is there, the children are there, then where is the father? And that answer is given by Krishna. All of you are possessed with that, the father. So when the difficulty to understand, Supreme Lord. But they're so dull-headed that they have no even common sense. And they're passing as philosophers, politicians, scientists, big leader, big lascar. This is one. All big lascars. They have taken the leadership of the world. The world is in chaos. Chaos is condition. Everyone is unhappy. Suffering.
My heart is encapsulated by the person that first introduced me to you, George Harris.
George Harrison? Oh.
And
you came with him?
I first became interested several years back in what you were writing, when I especially began to see the tie to what you were saying. Now, it's like using what he's doing right now to reflect what I am myself.
He's more following George Harrison than you.
Mm-hmm.
He's more following George Harrison than following you.
Okay.
I see the two of you as not.
What is George Harrison's? What is the idea?
You see both of you standing together. I don't see you apart. That's why I'm here right now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. This boy is also nice. He comes to me. Yeah, well, he has given one very big state in London. He financed my first Krishna book. It required $19,000. So I asked him that I have no money. You can pay and print. So he has given me. I have admitted. You have seen my Krishna book? Sorry?
I feel that I'm personally in debt to him as well as being in debt to you at this point in
my life. He's a good boy.
There are many, many gestures Indian people. We have not seen so many coming for a long time.
I think it's because they know you are here.
One or two or three. God bless you, Jesus. Everything, there is proof, there is Father, the Supreme Father. And still they do not believe. He said, Aham Bija Pudha Pita. I am the seed giving Father. He has got experience. The father gives the seed in the womb of the mother, and then the child gets body from the mother and comes up. Everyone knows.
Savayon Shukongya Motaya Kambabandiya Kasam Brahman Mahajamiya Ham Vijaya Kada Pika. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father.
What?
In this book, it is clearly explained that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the original father of all living entities. The living entities are combinations of the material nature and the spiritual nature. Such living entities are seen not only on this planet, but in every planet, even in the highest where Brahma is situated. Everywhere there are living entities. Within the earth there are living entities, even within water and within fire. All these appearances are
seen. These lascars say in another planet there is no life. And we have to believe that. really life. Why other planet does not life? Only this planet. These are self change for them.
All these appearances are due to the mother, material nature, and Krishna's seed-giving process. The purpose is that the living entities being impregnated in the material world come out and form at the time of creation according to the past deeds.
Now, if the child is, and the father puts his seed in the black life, the child becomes in black body. The white body, the child becomes in white body. So the body is defined according to the mother. But the soul is the same. One gets the body according to the body of the mother. But either in the black body or in the white body, the soul is the same. Pandita Samadarshan. This simple truth they cannot understand. Common sense. In 1 minute it can't be understood. The father and the mother is there and the child is there. Is there like this father? How one can deny?
Do we have any other goal in life than
the thing is that you must know what you are. You should know that the mother is nature and the father is God. I am the child. Then the child learns that the father and the son obedient to father, that they will learn how to become obedient to the father. Then father will be pleased, and this father is not a poor father. He has created the whole material world. So if you become good son, then naturally you enjoy the property of the father. Everything will be solved simply by understanding the father. And it is natural the son inherits the property of the father. The father is so rich, God, that how much property you can enjoy. But the use of your endeavor indefinitely. Here was your father's property. While you are working your time to become happy separately from the father, you just become obedient son of your father, you naturally inherit the father's property and yet. Why you are endeavoring separately without father? That is your mistake. You want to be happy, so happiness is already there. You are such a rich man's son. God is the proprietor of everything. So instead of becoming a very dear child to the father, why you are endeavoring separately to be something? That become a very dear child to the father. Then everything is there.
How to become?
Everything is recognized. God is my father, and I shall be obedient son, that's all. To do what father says, then you become obedient son. The father says, how you think of me? Manvana, bhavamad, bhakta, madhya, vimagna, muskuri. And you can think of the father, always. Where is the thinking? It's like we have Krishna, the father, You see, Krishna Devi. And if you think of Krishna, where is the deity? If you see within your heart the deity, Radha Krishna, you don't require to pass an ATHG journey, isn't it? And he asks, Manmara Bhagavan Bhakta. That's all. Simple thing. You come to the temple, offer a mission test, everyone is offering, when he deals at you. But you lost. Where is your loss? And if you come to the temple and offer your respectful obeisance, Father, please accept my obeisance. Where is the difficulty? And Father is so kind. Oh, my dear friend, you have come. Hey, thank you. Immediately we come to the temple. Oh, good sir. Where is the difficulty? You don't require so-called meditation. Meditation is good, you can be your path. You will meditate on something nonsense or news. This is why. Real father don't recognize real meditation. Misleading. Real meditation is to think of God. But if you do not know God, what is God? And when He present, here is God, Krishna. You don't accept. Thank you. Everyone accepts Krishna, the Supreme Lord, God. But if somebody says, no, I do not accept, that is his business. If you want to mislead, let him do what he can. But there is God. Things are very simple. There is no difficulty. But you are so obstinate, lowest of the mankind, who would not accept simple things, will make it complicated and process. That is our disease. Unnecessarily, we make things complicated. Father is there, Father's discussion is there, Father's favor is there, everything is there.
Going for the
face hand? Yes.
What? Just prasadam. I don't understand you, but accept my humble basis, please.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Both of them are good mothers. What happened to that machine? Say there is no father. There is no God. A man is speaking nonsense like this. He is born by a father. And when he gets the idea that without us, the child is born.
That's wrong.
Yes.
So,
he is born by a father. When he gets the idea, child is there without us. There are chemicals, there are things, in the seminar is the chemical combination. But that chemical combination is not living entity. Body is chemical combination. But why don't you respect the living being, the chemical?
Even for a chemical reaction, the chemicals have to be brought together.
Right, suppose he is able to bring together, put together. But where is the life?
But even accepting the idea that things are produced from chemical reactions,
yes.
No it's creation, it's chemical reaction.
Put this chemical together and bring life. What is the life? Prepare one egg. You can analyze the five parts of the eggs and you find some certain property. You bring them together and put in the same layer and everything. Some pretty good. Where is that plant? Simply talking? Yes, it's a do, it's a try. Nonsense plant, but even the plant is already there. God sent egg to the chicken, it will produce life. So why not wasting the time in this way? Rather try to understand the person who has got such a brain that he needs the chemical composition. You cannot do it, therefore you are inferior. Somebody has done it. Even if you say nature has done it, naturally, you're powerful. You are not even to be level of nature, but to speak of God. Nature is only one of the energies of God. You cannot understand even the energy, but I understand the energy.
It's difficult to understand how they could possibly create it. There's no intelligence.
That is the devil who says these are all respects. Therefore, generally I say, it is a very strong word, but that is the only part to be used for that. Respect, simply respect. We have no business with them that we have to flatter. Not the side, we have to say it in the side. Who shall be your response? Say, blunt. Bora Hava. Oh.
I saw a lot of Indians walking around this morning.
You know that?
Yes.
Yes, they found a good place. Yes.
This is the best place in all of these ones.
And if you purchase that land, it will be very good.
Oh,
yes. And I have to advertise books on the US side. You will see. Therefore, the first day of the egg, close the transaction. Now every day, give it back, immediately. But well, if your transaction was finished, something possible, make it. And it was done. Just get for us, my Krishna. Otherwise, he could not touch this property. So, hello, Prabhupada.
And Krishna arranges things very nicely sometimes. Krishna arranges things very nicely sometimes.
Everything is done just as it is temporary. The details are.
It's perfect place to be done.